Cream on Hail Varsity Radio with Andrew Rogers and Damon Benning.
That's why I'm really excited about being here and knowing what, you know, where I'm going to be at, what I get to dive into playbook-wise, teammates, and get to know everybody. So I don't know if words will really describe it correctly, but I'm excited.
When you're playing football, it doesn't matter what time in the morning. It's a good feeling. Good. Put on the cleats, put on the pads, get to hit each other. So
bigger, faster, stronger from last year. And just like, you know, glad to be with the team, you know, growing together each and every day. And we're ready to start the journey.
It's more of an attacking defense, I would say. But there's a lot of different like blitzes and a lot. There's just a lot of movement on the defense as a whole. So, it's just something we're not quite used to. It's just a little bit different.
You heard me talk a couple times about deserving the right. I think the guys have deserved the right to attack spring ball from the work they did in the winter. And so I was anxious to get out there with them today.
Good morning, Coffee and Cream in the morning on Hail Varsity Radio, powered by Currency, alongside Damon Benny, Andrew Rogers, Shane Schillerberg on the board, pushing the buttons, putting together a pretty good open there. Ethan Piper, Gabe Irvin Jr., Heinrich Harburg, Luke Reimer, Matt Rule, all heard from yesterday, concluding day one of spring practice. And, you know, there's a lot going on in that football program this week. Practice today, yeah. No media access, but tomorrow being pro day, and then on Thursday, I'll actually head down to Lincoln. You'll stay in the chair, run the show with whomever.
You want to be a correspondent?
I'll be a correspondent. Give me a ring.
I'm like, hey, Andrew, what's going on?
Hey, are they on the mats yet? Going back to state wrestling, I was DB's correspondent for state.
Listen, I just didn't want to. I mean, I knew I was going to be in trouble. I couldn't be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I knew you were going on the first day. I had to take advantage of my resources. I'll be curious to see what you've got. And I figured it your first kind of go around being knee deep
in the water
spring
somewhere.
Football, which is a huge deal around here, and good on the folks because it is. I feel like, you know what? You take the first couple cracks at it. I mean, I'll be down there whenever anyway.
So. Yeah, and I appreciate that. And, you know, how crazy, too. How many media members were down there?
Selfishly, it's better for me. Right? Because I want your eyes.
Perspective.
People can get mine anytime. Right. Like, it's better for us the more vantage points you have. So I'm like, soak it up. And plus, I'm going to get tired of it because we have coaches clinics April 31st or March 31st. But that one's in the afternoon and evening. Saturday morning isn't until the morning. So I won't miss any time.
Okay.
But I am gone on the 7th.
And the 6th, right?
I think.
Is that Good Friday? Is the 6th
no, no,
of Friday?
Nope. It's a Wednesday, Thursday.
Wednesday, Thursday. Okay. So that's the week before Easter, though.
Correct. And then,
But it's a busy time of year.
It'll just be Caleb and I. So I think it'll be good. But I'm curious because I think I always like when things are new and I can get other people's perspective. And so when people get a chance to see practice and see guys move around, because I obviously haven't seen practice yet, right? I
mean, outside of that minute 15 video Twitter page yesterday.
Well, I tell you what. So people were asking me about Anthony Grant, and I was like, there's nothing, no rocket, no secret sauce. As you know, I just watched all the videos all off season. That's it. And I make tick marks. Now I have to have a little background now. It's like, what do the jerseys mean? But I want to be able to figure stuff out for myself.
It's right? Like I spy to you.
Yeah. So I, okay. Hey, he's this color this day. This guy. Oh, where's this guy? Haven't seen this guy. Haven't seen this guy. And so I just, you know, my little legal pet, the little, if somebody ever got their hands on that bad boy. You know,
all your passwords.
Well, no passwords, but those are the things.
No, it's the passwords up here.
Yes,
is what I mean.
Yeah,
like up
yeah.
top.
Those are like the things that I'm like.
It's the green notebook from the Waterboy, right? With all the plays, yeah. like the secret plays.
So it's
works.
Just like the you know the pages are all wrinkled.
They are.
If I could do that TikTok hack where you put the ice cubes on it and. You flatten out the corner, and then it would lay straight.
And then ink would smear.
But I just think.
Smear.
Well, some of that's written in old number two pencil.
Oh, that's true. That is very true.
Whatever.
Yeah, the lead would go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, it'll be a fun week listening to it. That was my man. Was that Loopy Luke? That was Reimer, right? Talking about
everybody. It was everybody.
Talking about. Was that Loopy Luke, Shane? Who was talking about the movements pre-snap on defense?
That was Luke.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. I should have known because he has kind of that.
I think that's the only defensive player we heard.
I always want to say caveman, but that's archaic.
Yeah, so it was definitely Luke.
But more of an attacking defense, I
yeah,
would say.
That's Luke. Yeah, that's the
same. Yeah, he was talking about all the movements and how they may lean even blitz heavy.
Well,
to some degree.
So I think in that defense, from what it's early and it can all change. Depends on if they can't play a lick or they're actually better than they thought. But when you play an odd front, you have to figure out how to get the fourth and fifth guy involved. We just had this conversation yesterday at Westside, and we have a lot of guys returning with our staff. We do have one new addition to the coaching staff, but I mean, we were talking about in these fronts. How do we get pressure? Who's pulling up the quarterback? How do we contain? Like, those things are just like you watch defense or you watch offense, and it seems like, well, you should just do this, this, and this. But, I mean, to do it on the fly and to know it on the fly and against a 3-by-1, he pulls up the quarterback. If it's a 2-by-2, he's the edge setter. You know, he's got to get to the face of one, and a 3-by-1, you can kind of widen if backs away. Like, those are all the things I think that really good defenses will know the nuances of. Bo used to talk about it all the time. He said, you know, guys that really love football will want to know the intricacies once they know the general. And I almost thought I was talking to Coach Pelini again because Coach Rolk, he said something to the effect of, man, you know, it's like I've kind of been at the bottom. I've been a meme. You know how he said it. I've been a meme. Mm-hmm. I've been a coach of the year. I kind of know this thing now. I know mid-level college. I know big-time college. I know resurrecting programs. I've been in the NFL. Like, I know how to get you where you're going. So why would you argue with me? Like, you should be saying to me, hey, man, how can I spend more time with you? He says, because by the time this thing's over, every kid and that every young man, he kept correcting himself, so then I said it, every young man in that program will know that we're for them. That he said, that's the biggest thing. Why do I love the college game? Because I love young people, right? He said, I could easily be with Bryant, you know, Viv and Leona, and I don't know if my wife would get tired of me, but she knows that I love college kids. He said, that's just what the struggle was in the pros. He said it was too transactional. Do you know he had a hard time cutting guys?
It's because he attaches to them.
And he is, man, he's...
When you talk about a developer, too?
Yeah, that's the thing. Because
you don't want to give up
he
on
He hates it. To get... Man, I was just getting ready to say that. He hates to give up. He hates to give up on a kid. He's one time he broke down a player, and it's not the obvious. I know it wasn't Betts this time. He broke down a player in terms of what was going on with him that he didn't know. He says, "Let me guess," and he walked me through the story. And I go, "Yep, that's kind of weird. How'd we arrive at that?"
At least 90%.
Right. And he goes, you know, that was about 45% of the kids that I had at blank. I was just like, this may work.
Yeah, especially if you only needed to work out with five this time.
Well, I mean, you know, when he's not coaching, he's reading. When he's not coaching or reading, he's like
watching film.
And then when it's not that, he's, you know what, he likes to, he just likes to watch his kids. All right, so it's just like he has no hobbies. I just,
yeah, his hobby's football. His hobby's showing up every day.
And what do my kids need? And he's great. I don't know. There's a lot. It's just vastly, I guess, difference, for lack of a better word. I'm not going to lower anybody else to raise somebody. It's just different. There is no guesswork. You know, we were floored yesterday. I mean, I looked at you during the presser. I go, oh, I guess we're just sharing that guys are suspended.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And I looked at you and said, wow, this is kind of refreshing. I've never heard a coach just speak like this.
Yeah, and you know, and again, I should know that comprehension is tough on social media, but I, you know, I'm like, cat's out of the bag. And, you know, some people didn't really like the fact that I said that. But there was zero intimating that I'm foreshadowing anything. I just was shocked. And I went back and go back and watch his body language. So he's talking.
Coach Rule?
Yeah. And he goes through four running backs at a time. I pulled the headsets off. Mm-hmm. I looked at you and I go, no Grant?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just
I can confirm.
No Grant? And then there was this pause, and it's like real time he caught himself. He goes, you know what? I didn't say Grant yet because I don't have anything to say about his performance, but I do have something to say about him not being out there. So let me just get this out of the way. And I just was like,
did you notice any like tense up for him? Like, I feel like he straightened up a little bit when he talked about the suspension.
So, you know, I think it's a lot of things. I think not just with AG, but I think with the program, the players, the administration, it's all new. And so you just get the sense, and I think even Trev would say the same thing, you know, he's stretched them. He, being Coach Rule, has stretched the admin team. The admin team has stretched Coach Rule. And now I think they're finding a way to worry about the same things with the same kind of language. You know, they still, it's just not where it's going to be yet. Even the bodies in the building aren't what they're going to be. Maybe they'll make some tweaks to the admin. They've got more additions to make to the staff. But you look at his models, like what he's looking at to build the department, and you look at what he's doing with, they're essential, but I guess I'd say non-essential because they're not on the field staff. He's building this thing from a personnel standpoint like Bama. I'm sure as I'm sitting here. You look at the flow chart and the numbers in which he's bringing in. I mean, they're doing there's a lot of people still to come. And look at where some of his people that he's hired have come from. Somewhere in the southeastern part of the country that are either familiar with Georgia or Alabama. I mean, you get inside the weeds and start looking. Go look at the personnel department that he's bringing in. So it's like if he has a budget or knows the budget and the revenue, he's going to build this thing after what he thinks is the best. Because I think the rest of it is, we know football. We'll just get to coach football. We won't worry about that other stuff.
There's a sense of like-mindedness there. And I'm kind of seeing that now. The more you walk me through that path, even just player-wise, right?
It's critical.
Like, you have those connections in Georgia in particular. You rebuilt a pipeline in Texas once again, and most of that staff is from Texas or the Northeast or somewhere in the Southeast.
The X factor on that staff, in my opinion, is Sean Patton. That's he's going to be the guy. Now, watch, there'll be 55 interviews with Patton coming up. But He's the guy. He is definitely, I think, the link. It'd be interesting.
We didn't have a poll question today, DB, but I did send out a prompt just to our listeners as spring continues.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that game, yeah. We'll get into that a little bit too throughout the show. I did send out a prompt to our listeners, though, to get some questions answered on the show today. You know, as spring continues, what's on your mind? What questions do you want answered? Send them in via Twitter at HVarsityRadio or give us a call, 888-638-4876. We're talking to Brandon Vogel as well at 7:43 today, as we normally do. Maybe it's 7:44. I got to get those times exactly down, right, Shane? You know, we go off
our clock,
we're like, oh, we got this much time left. We'll talk to John Fanta at 8 o'clock because, well, there's a lot to unpack in the Big East. And that's kind of John Fanta's realm, so perfect timing for us to get to talk to him because he is a hard man to contact.
They're winning. The Big East is winning on and off the court.
And DB's winning, too, in a lot of prediction categories. We will also talk to Joel Lorenzi at 9 o'clock as Creighton prepares to meet Princeton later this week in the Sweet 16. We'll play Take It or Leave It at 9:30 as well.
But how about Liquid finding a Princeton rep for us? When is that, Shane? Tomorrow
or
Thursday?
It'll be a day of.
Nice. We'll talk Princeton.
Ivy League. And the Ivy League, man, they are always stunners when it gets to March.
Oh, I know. I have a little orange sweatshirt. I probably was three, maybe. And for some reason, it's Princeton. It's a tiger. I think it either says Princeton.
Sure it's not Doan.
Right. Good on Doan. Good on Doan offering Corey Vaughn Jr. in track yesterday, too, by the way, while we're talking Doan. Good on. We love Doan.
We love Doan.
Has a little tiger, and on the back it says Damon. The thing is like this big. It's just terrible radio because you can't see unless you're on YouTube television, but it's like – even with the
you still have it?
Yeah. So my mom.
Or does your mom still have it?
She sent me a picture like a year ago, and I think I'm pretty sure I saved it on my phone. It's absolutely ridiculous.
The smallest sweatshirt known to me. Probably like the cutest little sweatshirt, too. When you're walking in a store and you see something that size, you're like, oh, my gosh.
What's toddler age? Not Shane's toddler, but like
12 months, 18 months?
I was older than that.
Older? Okay. So
probably
three,
maybe. Yeah. I'll find it. And it says Princeton. I think it's Princeton.
That would be...
It's orange and black, so it's got to be.
Wild.
I have no idea why I have it. I mean, maybe my dad did a conference there or something.
But having it embroidered with your name on the back,
and
is
it was old, you know how it's old because it says Damon. Nobody even calls me that. Not even my mom calls me Damon.
Unless what does she call you son,
like Peanut.
Oh, okay, a nickname.
Yeah, you know, but she almost never says Damon unless she's annoyed. Like I made fun of the fact she had like six open charcoal bags a couple weeks ago. She's like Damon. But outside of that, and three things
of lighter fluid. Is that when you thought you were in trouble? You're like, oh.
No, I just knew.
Yes, Mom, I'm here.
I just knew that it was no longer funny. So
you took it too far.
Yeah, like it had reached its statute of limitations. So it's crazy. And how about this? Did you hear Mac yesterday basically say, as we were talking to John Fanta, that he was consulting with Ed Cooley about the job?
Yes.
Is it not good to be Coach Mack? Let's just on a scale of 1 to 10, is it not like a 9 or a 10 to be Coach Mack?
It would be a 10.
Yeah, a job opening comes open. People are going to want you to come there. People that are in the business, you're so well liked, you become a conduit and a consultant. And all the while your team is making another run to the Sweet 16 with a chance, a good one, to get to the Elite Eight. Not bad. And did you see? Now, this was in honor of St. Patrick's Day, I believe. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, and not Notre Dame. But did you see the green dunks that he had on during the game?
No.
What do I always talk about with Mac? His shoe game
is on point.
Every single stinking game, his shoe game is off the chain. And he just happened to be rocking the green ones Oh, this weekend. Yeah.
It's strictly a holiday thing. It's a holiday thing.
Hey, you talked yesterday, though, about how the Nebraska coaching staff knows the Big Ten coaches like the back of their hand. Mm-hmm. They know all the teams in the Big Ten like it's their job to know that more than their own team. That's Coach Mack, too.
Man.
Coach Mack does the exact same thing in the Big East. He knows every single team, every opponent. You wouldn't have the success that he has without knowing everything going on.
How good
in
is that,
that circle?
How good is that conference with coaches?
Like, with the addition of Rick Pitino now too.
And here's the thing: can I just get this out of the way? Because when
get
you
it off your chest,
because when you were reading, this was 11 o'clock yesterday, so we're off air, but you're reading me the lawsuit details with Mike Anderson about
St. John's former head coach, for those that don't know.
About the accusations that St. John's made, right? The non-contact or the non-communication with
firing
the coaches.
Firing for cause.
They're trying to get him with cause. Is there? Am I the only one that thinks there's something wrong with a school that's not going to pay a guy his buyout? And you got in the weeds and you got a little petty. But you hired a guy that's had more infractions levied against him than anybody in your school's history. Doesn't that comes across as a little disingenuous? Mm-hmm. You won't pay MA's money, but you'll go hire Rick Pitino. It seems a little yuck.
There's one thing. There's only one reason why you do that. What is that one reason?
We call that a winning streak. You want to win?
Wins.
Yeah, you want to win.
Rick Pitino wins. Mike Anderson does not, which is why people are okay with forfeiting everything else that comes in the bag just to get wins. We saw that with Chris Beard and Ole Miss.
Yeah.
They're okay. Not even 6 months removed
Will Wade
from what happened. Will Wade, another one. There are so many coaches out there that have baggage, but programs throw all of that out the window because they're like, hey, you could lead us to March Madness. You could lead us to 26 wins.
Yeah.
You could do this. You could do that. You're a great recruiter. Rick Pitino is a very good recruiter at that. And plus, now that he's in New York, like, and not to say Iona wasn't, but you're in a big conference in New York, you're going to be able to bring in some boys there, some men to play basketball at St.
Boys
John's.
To men, ABC, BBD.
But it is funny how you're willing to sacrifice character to get wins, even though at the end of the day, as a program, you preach character within your players.
Is there a good redemption story in your late 60s? Morally?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you've learned.
I don't even – he may
maybe
not care.
Maybe you've grown. Well, and all the stuff that he did, frankly, is legal now.
Yeah.
So maybe because it's not as graphic as some of the other stories –
oh, yeah, with what you can do now?
Right.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
We'll hold there. We'll hold Michigan Lance Shaner until we go.
Yeah,
into
Lord
the
knows
break.
He ain't going to take 40 seconds.
Yeah, we are winding down on time in the first segment. But just like Michigan Lance, if you'd like to get involved on the show, 888-638-4876. We will dive deeper into the audio we heard yesterday from the players throughout the show after day one of practice concluded. We have a lot more to come as well. DB pointed at the TV in-house. Hey, that World Baseball Classic game last night was pretty fun.
You got the sense that they're just going to choke it off, man, and they did. Ugh, I was cheering for Mexico.
Giovanni Gallegos, STL, right?
Yeesh.
Lance, stick around. We'll be back.